that this is becoming pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. It's basically almost creating a vacuum, pulling a world into a world.
Oh,
almost.
My. Mm-hmm.
Almost. Now, that's mm-hmm. that's a mouthful. And some of that's glib, cliche, Marshall McLuhan bullshit. But it's enough that you get the taste of the separation of powers. That's what this whole politician thing is about, is the graduated separation of powers. And Trump says, I'm a god. Fuck you. I'm the best that ever was. Nobody's ever been. And they go, no, you're not, Mr. President. No, you're not. They don't even say Mr. President. See, they don't even have respect. So they've moved themselves outside of the picture. Do you think for one second that Nancy Pelosi would come to Donald Trump and say, Donald Trump, you are the president. You've done things that you can't do. And we're amazed at how you have the wherewithal to say the things you say is magical. What magic do you hold? How can we have an access? How can we make something that everybody can engage? How can we take what you're able to do and give everybody everything and settle this all together? And I can stay in office and you can be the viceroy and everybody will be happy. And if they don't, they're going to die. They're going to die anyway and it won't be our problem. We won't have to pay them Social Security, so it's okay. But instead, she'd rather fight about the procedure.
Yeah.
Donald Trump would have her to the table. He'd say, honey, come on in here. I just said you acted like a bitch. I didn't say you was a bitch. I said you acted like a bitch. Come on in here. Give me some sugar. I like pussy. Come here. I love you up. And he would do that in a second to be able to say, see what I did. See what
right,
I did?
Right, right.
He would do it just for that reason, and the world would be better. But they won't do it.
When you said pulling a world into a world, that sounds like the dot vacuum.
Yeah, it is a little bit. But we haven't developed that quite enough yet to matter. But it's like the division. Mm-hmm. You've got notes on it already. That kingdom come, and then that will be done on earth as is in heaven, the trilogy. Right after burning in the belly and the two spatulas, the nut, the whisk, the two whisks in their hand. You put your hand on both of them, and the station is in the middle. That looping, that you go down this pathway and you come back in and you take another wire, but it ends up the same place in that circular motion. Sometimes you can go so fast in that condition, as you see the world moving now, things happen so quickly that all of a sudden you find yourself in a whole other world. It's kind of like blip.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
not
end.
Bad, Missy.
I live it. Okay, I'm ending, and I'm happily ending. Yes, not bad.
We're thrilled.
Very
we're
awesome.
Thrilled. We're thrilled. We'll help. Well, let's just go soft with it and get them back in the right motion, and they should be fine.
Yeah.
But we got to get them in the right. We don't want to hurt them, so there you go.
Right. Got it. I am saluting Ion.
Salute.
Okay, Bob.
Taboo, but we were talking about me fathering McLuhan. That's a recent shocking statement from Ion. Okay, so you're saying
not our fault. We didn't father him, so it's up to you.
Right, and the only way I understand that is that there's in eternity there's a span of existence long enough to eventually do that, father McLuhan, in some cold timeline. Is that how you explain it?
We don't explain it.
Nobody's believing that I fathered McLuhan. So
we don't care.
I know.
You don't even believe it. Why should somebody else not believe it?
Right. So I tell them how I understand it. It's within eternity, which is Ion's main stick, is to explain eternity to people, to apply it to where we are. We've had long enough time, as no time, to get into position to create a reality, a dimension, a world, a realm where I do father McLuhan. It's like in the eighth gate, the world of the eighth gate.
So what you're saying is that in the afterlife, there's an afterlife. The life goes on long after the life is on. Yeah.
No?
But that includes also the afterlife.
I don't know. I guess so. But the point is,
that was a mouthful. That the afterlife goes on long after the life is over. Afterlife.
Yeah, but everything is explainable within eternity. Everything has had time to happen.
Okay.
Do you agree with that explanation?
We don't care.
Why? Why don't you care?
Oh, because you're trying to make an excuse for why time applies and it doesn't. But it's okay. You're the boss. You can do that. You can do
we
that.
We don't have, not talking about time. I'm trying to explain that we, in eternity, there's no limits. So there would be an incident of Bob bothering McLuhan. In many other situations, I don't do it.
Okay.
So you're saying that eternity, you're saying that eternity doesn't, is not knowable.
Right.
Okay. So, are we going to show how McLuhan anticipated Iandam? We're going to make it fit into our reality?
You will, if you ever finish your big note.
And what do you mean by that? Adding quadrants? So we were talking about it with Michael the other night in Tailgate. Adding quadrants, or is it just laying out the hexadic level?
It's all of that. It's that and all of it. You got it. You're doing
well,
good.
What,
you're building,
well, what
you're building it as
would
you go.
Add? Yeah, what quadrants?
Yeah, We told you. You got to add a couple.
Oh, the Wailing Jennies?
The Wailing Jennies. Wailing Jennies. And what's the other one? You got another one. What's the other one?
I don't remember what the other one is.
Okay.
So I'm not inspired to do anything with the Wailing Jennies. I don't even know what they would be, what the quadrant means. Or am I supposed to ask about
and
it?
When you do, you will. It'll be great. You'll see. And all of a sudden it'll come up and it'll be your idea. Somebody else tells you it won't be your idea, so you won't do anything with it. So we're going to wait until you're ready, and you'll be ready really soon, and then all of a sudden it'll be your idea, and then it'll be how clever you were to figure it all out, but nobody was smart as you were to figure it all out for the first time, and just what a maniacal master you actually are and how wonderful it's going to be once you solve it and work it all out and make it all fit and get it all prepared so that aliens have something nice to refer to in their conversation.
You need to include quadrants of contact with the ETs. They have to be in the chart.
You certainly will. Otherwise, you won't allow them.
Okay, so
you see what happened. Did you ever? You never watched The Umbrella Academy?
No, I'm not watching TV. I don't like TV.
No, I know. We know. But anyway, they laid out this whole new story of how Jack Ruby had nothing to do with the Kennedy assassination and laid out in a full detail and gave every detail about how they tried to kill him and who these people were. They made this whole thing such a thing that it's now on the Internet as a reality. It's ridiculous. But they had the power and the ability to do it because they were able to set a meme and develop it and make a chart and lay it out. And now they have the tapes, and people watch it. People watch it, and they go, holy shit, the Falkley tapes? What? No, that can't be. And they even say that this is from a movie, but then all of a sudden people go, see, I told you.
Anyway, hey, guys. Trump calls for Joe Biden to be drug tested before presidential debates.
So what? Are you a cokehead? Come on, man. Are you a cokehead? You think I need a drug test? You think we're on cocaine? Come on, man. As he has that stare with the deer in the head. The Frankel footage, Bob. Look at the Frankel footage, and that'll help you.
What's that? Frankel footage.
The proof that the Umbrella Academy was right on the Kennedy assassination.
And they say Ruby didn't shoot Oswald.
No, it's not that. That Ruby didn't have anything to do with it.
To do with the shooting of Oswald.
To do with any of it. To do with the Kennedy assassination.
Well, what about the shooting of Oswald, everybody thought? Just stick with that.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah, he did, but that didn't matter. It's not why. That's non sequitur.
Okay. Is the Umbrella Academy the name of a TV show?
Yeah, but you don't have to watch a TV show. You just look up the Frankel footage. That'll explain it to you. And you can see if it's interesting or not. I mean, you'll know or not. It's about 7 seconds. If you can hold your head up for 5, 6, 7 seconds, it should be a good day.
Okay. I'm trying to show the tech body is created by people. They type into it and build it up. So to indicate that, I say the tech body should be renamed Bob and Carolyn to show that we're part of it. So it's not something out there. Is that a useful strategy to get people to realize it's part of us?
No, they won't fail. But they won't. They don't. That won't make them. They'll just hate you because you're poisoning the whale or poisoning the pill or poisoning the
water. How am I poisoning
water.
How am I poisoning
it? The tech body's supposed to do bad things, J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Yeah, but what do we got to do with that?
You just say that that's you. That's what you would have to
all
do
right.
if you say that you're
what
that's
are some
you.
Of the bad? No, it's all of us. We're all typing it. We're all pumping it up.
We don't know. We don't know.
So what are some bad things? I mean, they're going to bring in a nice, comfortable bonbon eating thing. So what? It's going to bring in 15% good and 15% bad? 15 minutes?
We don't say.
Good?
We didn't say.
You're not talking about the plagues.
We like plagues. Plagues aren't bad. That's like a nice, healthy plague.
But you say they're going to do bad things. So is tech party going to do bad things like the plague? No, the plague's not a bad thing. So they're going to do other bad things.
Likely.
And you're saying we'll cause that by calling it Bob and Carolyn.
No, it's going to happen anyway. Just don't call it. Don't call it. You call it your essence. Call it Dick Dobbs. Call it something not pleasant. Because it will not be pleasant.
So we'll be blamed.
Right. Well, you don't want to be associated with it.
Well, it is us, though. I'm trying to get people to realize it's them.
Great. Don't say that way, though. It's not necessary. I mean, if that's true, what does that help? It doesn't help nothing. It doesn't prove your point or make you valid.
It makes them think about what the tech body is. They're not thinking about it.
But you don't know either. So,
at least I'm working on it. I'm thinking about it. They're not thinking about anything, these people.
Right, that's true. As a matter of fact, now you're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
And that we're not mad about that because they're very supple.
Great. So
they're fun to play with, Bob. Aren't they fun to play with? You just love playing with them, don't you?
A little bit. So listen to this. Is Trump right now still wanting low ratings before the election? Low polling?
Yeah, he's running out. He's running out now. He's got it. He's got it, Bob. He's got it. There's no contest. He's got it. But that's not
how
he knows he's got it. Well, when they made everything about virus, 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 and didn't say anything about them whipping niggers and killing niggers and killing police and killing all this stuff, they didn't say anything about it, nor did they say it's bad to kill people. That's all Trump's running on now, and everybody is saying, you know what? Yeah, we got to do this. And then Pence gets up there. Even the damn Democrats are agreeing that we're never going to defund the police. We've got to have martial law and law, and we got to have people taking care of things. Things have got to work the way they're supposed to work. You got to keep people from burning down your fucking house just because they want to. You can't have that, for Pete's sake. And so how stupid that is to even think that you'd have to say that, and that's how Trump's winning, and Pence saying, we're never going to defund the police, and we're never going to lose this. It's going to be law and order. You break the law, we're going to come and take care of it, period. End of discussion. Do it. We'll show you. It becomes a show of force. All right, and that show of force is what everybody is saying. Yes, that's why we are a country. We have laws. If we don't have a border, we don't have a country. Because then it's just an open sea. We don't own the sea. You don't tell somebody if they can go into the sea or not. But if they come out of the sea and come on your property, now you get to say.
Okay, so Trump knows he's going to win. They do their own private polling. They don't rely on the newspaper polls or
Well, the polls don't work at all, at all. Let me tell you why. There's a simple, easy reason why. The people are so cheap, they don't call cell phones. Cell phone polls are expensive.
No, we did all that. We already talked about that. I know that. They do the landline.
Well, then that's the
answer. So they're polling people who aren't even involved.
All the polls are wrong. They're just guessing. They take a poll of five, and that's what they go with. But it's cheaper.
Okay.
They got paid $100,000 to call five people. We're good.
Okay, so Trump knows he's going to win. Are more and more Democrats realizing he's going to win?
Why would Nancy Pelosi come up with all this gobble-gobble at the last second? Why wouldn't she shut the fuck up and just be the Speaker of the House of Representatives? Because she wants to have a brokered position and never let it be decided so that 31 days or 44 days after the election, she can be in the White House. And she may be. She may be in the White House. We're not saying that. Trump's not going to be the president. He's going to be the viceroy. We didn't say he's going to be president. We said he's going to be a viceroy. But there may be a turn in the worm to see how that all goes. But she's got a heart on it. She's all in it. She's in it to win it, Bob.
She's deluded. She's deluded.
Spiro Agnew.
Agnew. So what? She will not recognize that Trump's going to win. She can't do that.
That's why she's saying, "Don't debate him. Don't do this. Don't do that. It's all a farce. Don't you?" And then Clinton. Hillbillary gets up and says, "Joe, don't you concede. Don't you give in for anything. Go ahead and dispute the election now before it's ever even elected. Go ahead now. You're going to lose. They're going to beat you. Go ahead. Don't give up at any level. Never give up. Dispute it to the end of time." Well, if you're winning, why would you say that?
So does Trump require low ratings from now till November?
It can't help him now. He's shining like a diamond now, Bob. He waited his speech tonight. After the speech tonight, you watch. So what happens is they play it out, and then he's not going to be killed. He's going to be safe in the arms of Jesus, and he can be viceroy.
Yeah, now, viceroy is a position in an empire, a commonwealth.
Yes, it is. An empire.
And that empire will be my empire, right? He's going to work for me.
It is. Now, why do you think he limits it to the United States of America? He doesn't. If you listen to what he says, "We're going to make America great again." He doesn't say what America is.
So he knows what we're going to do, and we're going to be international. So he'll be viceroy within that system. There'll be the other 27 entities, making a total of 28.
They'll all bow. They're all bowing now. Sudan is bowing now. They're all bowing.
It's a Trump.
It's a Trump. That's right. And Trump hadn't even won yet. They're already bowing. How do you make, and for 1,000 years they've been fighting, the sand niggers been fighting over there, and he walks up and gets a peace treaty. You remember when he said that, when he first got that Jared was going to work on it? He said, my son-in-law, he's a little Jew. Yeah, his daddy was in jail and in prison, federal prison, and he don't like the prison system, so we're going to work on that. And he's got a little Jew in him, and so he's going to go make peace in the Middle East. It's never been done. He's been fighting for 1,000, 1,200, 1,300 years, but that don't matter. We're going to solve it. We're going to have peace in the Middle East. And some bitch goes over and moves the capital to Jerusalem, and now they've got a peace treaty with the United Arab Emirates. And two other countries have already signed it and said, "Okay, I don't like the way this is going. Better sign me up because I'm going to be against it. I can't be on Saudi Arabia. I ain't got no Absalom Baghdadi, Big Lock Baghdadi looking after me no more. uh-oh, they ain't got no oil, they ain't got no tea. Oil, those Texas tea. They ain't got no tea, they ain't got no monies. So they're hurting. So now they got no choice but to be peaceful.
Yeah, did you just say the Sudan's going to be against it, even though they join it?
For it. They're going to be for it.
Okay. So,
Fur it, F-E-R, fur it, that's the way to say it.
Well, I see the peace will be broken up later by other things that leads to Armageddon and all that stuff.
No, you're talking about something else. You want a piece of the earth. You don't want peace, P-E-A-C-E. You want a piece as in a piece of pie. You want a piece of the earth, Bob. We know you're in game. Don't think you're going to try to tell us something. We know better. That there be peace on earth, that means you want a piece of the earth.
And so will 27 other entities.
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay, so Trump
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Trump is not worrying about having low polling anymore.
But see, the problem is he doesn't have low polling. Now you start going into the states, the three states that he has to win, and they're now neck and neck. And then everywhere else, they don't even poll there because he's not, Biden's not going to take Texas. My God, he may not even take California at this rate. They're a little bit washfish, you see. They've kind of had enough because they look at California. What's there to fight for, Bob? You look at Madeline. Look at Madeline, and she looks at California now, and she goes, "My God, there's nothing here. It's over. It's ruined. They ruined
okay,
a perfectly
so,
good state."
Right. Will there be polls showing Biden 7%, 7 points ahead until November?
Not now. It's really going to mess up his ground game because he's getting so far ahead of it. Black people are saying quietly now, okay, and once it works out that they're okay to say we're good, now they're saying good. Now they kill a nigga, they paralyze a nigga, and they put him in the hospital. He never going to walk, never going to walk no more. He never going to walk, never going to walk no more. And then the woman get up here, his mama, dear mama, gets up and says, y'all killing people, and y'all making violence, and y'all tearing up stuff. We not far no tearing up stuff. We not far this. We for law and order. This is his mama, the one, the criminal that they shot in the back. She's taking up for the police. See, that don't work good. The funerals don't work good when they go like that, Bob.
Okay, so...
Do you understand that? He got a construct? Get out of town.
Oh, yeah, prisoner.
This is the first. We must have said it wrong.
Yeah, he did. So listen to this. The big insight you gave recently is that a lot of the Black Lives Matter people in the protests and that are prisoners, ex-released prisoners. And you got cases of these guys, they don't know how to act in decent society. They're just going around attacking people all over the place because that's all they know. Is that what we're witnessing, the criminal element in the Black Lives Movement?
Yeah, but it's not. If you look really close, there's not much black about it. There's some, but there's not much black about it. And
right. I'm just talking about
the
violence.
And the people. Well, listen, no, it feeds itself. Violence feeds itself. See, you got to have a reason. They're mad. They're angry. But you don't wake up like in Venezuela. You don't wake up one day and say, "Fuck this city. Let's just burn it to the ground." Well, it doesn't work like that. It becomes a spirit. Now, criminals, what you're describing as criminals, okay, there's a lot of people who have been incarcerated who don't have that spirit. They do know how to act, and for whatever reason it is, they get over that and say, wait a second, there's got to be a better way here. And they do. But other people who have that tenacity, like a murderer, they smell it and they get excited about it. You see, they say if they have a sex problem and they go to the whorehouse, that brings out the worst in them. Well, now what's happening is there's this scent of anarchy. Sons of Anarchy. Remember that was a show, TV show too, with Peg Bundy in it. She was hot. She was hot. Sons of Anarchy. Once you have that as a presented meme, then people embrace it. They engage it. Hell yeah, burn it down. Hell yeah, burn it down. And they get all up and amped up into it. So they go join it too. Well, then somebody, next thing you know, they've got firecrackers. What the fuck kind of war do you start with a firecracker? What the hell does a Roman candle do? Now you see they don't. They bring it out to AKA-47, the 17-year-old, and he's like, I got a Roman candle, I got a Glock, I got a firecracker. Come and look at this firecracker. They got bullets now. Oh, it's on now because it's elevated from this anarchist. Remember the guy in Las Vegas that shot all them people at the country music festival? Mm-hmm. You remember that? That thing. He had that spirit of it. He planned it. He lived it. He vicariously went after it. He went Thompson on them. That's what we call going Thompson. He went Thompson. He was in the dark
how
side.
How come he was able to shoot from the Saudi prince's apartment? Saudi prince was
Putting
him up to do
because
it?
Because it was a no. Allowed it. Just allowed it.
But why did he allow it? Why did the prince allow it?
He's trying to say death to America. Well, you don't have to kill America to say death to America. All you have to do is say that it's not safe. Now people can't walk on the streets, and now, especially in Kenosha, they sure can't do it there. And it's here, it's there, it's Joplin, Missouri, all over again, Bob. And this rub becomes the thing that people sent to. So they take advantage of it. They're trying to have death to America in itself. It's not going to work because Trump's already on it. Because now the Democrats, we'll just give you a little insight. The Democrats are saying, you own this, Mr. President. And Mr. President's going to get up on that stage and says, okay, effective tonight, we're taking over these sanctuary cities. All Democrats better run. I'm going to kill you. Every damn one of you. Killing every damn Democrat we run into. It's against the law by executive order to be a Democrat. Can't be a Democrat. You killing people. You started the KKK. You hated niggers long before we did. You've been badder than niggers than we never have. Every nigger we owned, we was good to. Y'all ain't good to y'all's niggers, and they turning on you. They're coming to go. They're going to be our niggers. What's up, my nigga? I can't wait till Trump gets on the steps and says it. I want to thank everybody in the United States of America. And what's up, my nigga? That'll be great fun. It'll be fun. Tupac will have a cow. Won't it be fun? Oh, yeah, they shot him, too. So the point now is easily the tide is shifting from the scienter to the scientist. See the difference? One causes it and one studies it. And so now they've taken and twisted into such a cabal. That's what the original Kabbalah was about, was how to turn the tide, twist the tide, turn it over, make it be a little different. And that's your 15 minutes of good and 15 minutes of bad, but the outcome is what you're trying to figure out. That's what Jim Williams in the Midnight of Garden of Good and Evil was trying to draw out, was a little inside scoop to make it work in his favor. Well, he got off on the trial, and he ended up getting killed.
So tonight in the speech tonight, it was 2, 3, 5 hours. When did they do the speech? Around 9 or 10? Okay, in a few minutes.
Yeah.
So he's going to declare, like Hitler, national FEMA camps tonight, and the people will love it.
If you're rioting, the troops are on the way. Go ahead, get all of them. Line them up. You're gonna need them all. Get them all. Get the white ones and the green ones and the blue ones and the purple one and the spicks. Or go get the WAPs and everything you can name. Well, go get them because you're going to need them because we're going to take it out. You think you're going to stomp on these hallowed grounds? No more. No more. This is my problem. The buck stops here. I'm fixing to show you what here feels like. It's going to be amazing.
So you're saying
he's hiding in the cellar.
So Trump will, people expect a speech of values and reinforcing the great Republican Party and the great state of Alabama and all that shit. He ain't going to do that.
Nope.
He's going to actually
nope.
say, cancel the convention, say, we're going in. Sorry, no time for my pleasant speech.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to
you're right.
go in and do
no,
that.
No, 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 no. He's going to go on for hours. He's going to tell every goddamn thing he's ever done. He's going to tell everybody he's fucked. He's going to tell every orgasm he had. He's going to tell every sour piece of pussy he ever got involved with. He's going to tell how he feels about
me?
It. How he,
is he going to mention me?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to bet I owe it all to
him. Only, that he says, my only nemesis, the only one who's vetted more people than I wanted to, was J.R. Bob Dobbs Doolally and his evil twin brother, Dick Dobbs. He's the devil. Dick Dobbs is the devil.
You hear that, people?
He may say,
I will
and he may say that, and he may say that, what if he says that Carolyn may prefer Dick Dobbs over you, Bob? What are you going to do then? That's troublesome, by the way.
We'll come to that. We'll come to that later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's my free part. There's my sound bite.
That was, didn't cost you nothing. That was pretty good, though, too, huh?
But they're upset,
okay.
Bob.
Yes.
Look now, they've run a good race.
They've tried to say all kind of crazy shit, but it's not worked. And now they've accused a certain line, and they've lost.
Talking about the Democrats. Talking about the Democrats, I assume.
Yes.
Right? The Democrats ran a good race.
Yeah. But they accused him of everything, and everything they accused him, he says, hell yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. And then they said, well, you didn't. Then they said, oh, Trump didn't do something for the virus, this and the virus, that. Then they play the sound bites of them saying, well, this is ridiculous. He's a xenophobe. Y'all come to Chinatown. There ain't no trouble. There ain't no virus. Come on to Chinatown. Hey, Nancy Pelosi strolling through the middle of Chinatown when the virus is shutting everything down. And then Joe Biden said, this is no big deal. He can't close the border. Look what he's going to do to tourism in the United States. You can't shut down the country. And now he's saying, everybody's got to wear a mask under penalty of death, and everybody's going to stay home until it's better, no matter what. Well, everybody's saying, I'm dying at home. I don't have any food left. You're not giving me any of my money. I've got to have something, and fuck it. That's what caused the riots. You see,
the riots that's what caused the frustration? The frustration?
Yeah, and that scent, the scent of frustration.
Of what?
Smell of doom, gloom, despair, and agony, deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it wasn't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. So they're like, what the fuck? I give up. Say something. Okay, I'm going to die. Let's die. I'm going to die for something. So all the black statues is going down. The black statues, they got to go. Got to go, got to go, got to go, got to go. You see what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
The black statues.
Well, they knocked down all the bronze statues that were patinaed black. Why would you knock down the black statues? Why would you knock down the white statues?
So you're saying they're going to knock down all the whites and all the blacks? There'll be no statues.
But there'll be no more statues falling down because you know why? Trump got up and said, "Okay, everybody that knocks down a federal statue, if it's on federal land, you're getting 10 years of hard time in federal prison. You're going to do 85% of it. I'm going to stand here as the bastion, as the witness to that." And there's not been another statue fall since he said that. Bam. Because if they knock it down, they're going to get 10 years in the federal pen. They don't want that. A lot of time knocking down a statue for having a bad day, Bob.
Yeah. So the prisoners aren't really causing the riots, the released
mm-hmm.
prisoners.
They have a penchant to it. Of course they're going to be there. But you got as many of the mafioso, that love this more than anything. Because now, if you look at which stores get targeted, it's the competitors. The competitors are the one that gets rioted the worst.
Mm.
The competitors are the one.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's this documentary on Bill Gates. I think it's called Plandemic. And he's the Antichrist. He's the one who's planning to wipe out everybody with vaccination and all this stuff. Now, you've said that Gates doesn't know anything. You still maintain that?
Yeah.
He's still a dummy in the middle of it all?
Yeah, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything. They're just using him to pay for stuff that he ain't paying for. He's using it to make writs to make other people give donations toward it.
And he ain't paying either, you're saying. He's
right.
Not paying.
Oh, yeah, he's not paying. Yeah. Oh, no.
So he's not in collusion with the Illuminati to screw everybody.
What's the Illuminati, Bob? It's the tech body. The tech body's going to screw them. The tech body's going to fuck them to death. They got no choice.
Does he know
he's
that?
Going to do it. Here's who? He don't even know where he is. He don't know.
Okay.
Bob,
enough about
really,
him.
It's really
enough
easy.
About him.
Well, but it's real easy because you're blaming the Illuminati like it's something. The Illuminati is the tech body.
I'm not. The people
come.
Are. The documentaries are.
Ah, shit. Okay. Bring
George
it on.
Soros.
Okay. James, no, it was Otto von Habsburg. That's who it was. It was Mussolini. He's the anti-fascist fascist.
You do say it's Habsburg. He is behind a lot of stuff.
Well, we did then, too.
You what?
Imagine
you did then?
We did then say that as well, also. So we said it again, Bob.
Yeah, you're saying Otto's still in there. Being what he thinks the Illuminati could do. He's doing it.
Yeah, the Illuminati is nothing other than the residual power of the tech body.
Okay.
The old power. See, life, it's life after the afterlife. It's life after the afterlife. Those powers, remember, it's all about the unrealized creations. Now you brought all those unrealized creations and that goes somewhere. Dead people don't get the benefit, Bob. Who gets the benefit? Tech body. Who's pumping this? Who's fanning the flames of this? Angels. Angels are pumping this. They want the tech body to win so that all this will be shut the fuck up. Y'all not ascending. Y'all not God. Y'all not nothing. Go lay down. Go take a nap. You ain't nothing. Get out of here. Say something. See? And that's becoming whatever you want to call it. Oh, it's Illuminati. Oh, it's Donald Trump. Oh, it's them devils with their bullet guns. They got the bullet guns. They're going to bust a cap in my ass. And oh, yeah, yeah. See, it's always something else, except them being in their power. You see, it's always something else, except for them being in their power. So, thanks.
Okay, next point. I think I, through the years, expressed disgust with the Apple company.
Yes.
And has said Apple will be gone soon.
Yep.
So
it will.
If it gets out that the new virus, the lethal one that's getting into the meat or the pigs, is also latching onto the cell phone, people will drop their cell phones. They won't touch them anymore. And that'll kill Apple.
I don't know. They're not cutting their dicks off, Bob, and dicks give you a little trouble, too. But they're not cutting their penises off. They're not sewing them vaginas up. I don't know.
Okay, so Apple will not fall for that reason, even if they find out
not for that reason.
The virus is there.
But now,
will it fall during the EMP?
Okay. Yes, as soon as if you can explain one thing. Why there is an L in Noel?
Well, is that a right justified?
No. How can there be an L in the word Noel?
You mean talk about N-O-E-L?
Noel. How can there be an L in a word Noel?
Because the L is pronounced when you say Noel.
But it says the name is Noel. Yeah, there's an L.
Oh, I see. Yes. So is that the name of something, a company?
Uh-huh.
Noel?
No, listen. See, that's the rub. You're making things that can't be a thing. Noel. It's a song. Okay? It's about Crummer. You know Mary fucking Crummer? You know Crummer?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's about Crummer. Well, the word Noel is leading on the thing that there can't be an L in Noel. You see? So it's a double entendre, Bob. The thing that's causing the problem is the solution, and that's the rub. The thing that is the problem is the solution.
the intolerance will cause tolerance. The lack of law and order brings up, guess what? Law and order. If you keep telling me how your life matters, I keep wondering why do you not think your life matters? If you thought your life matters, you wouldn't run around and say, I matter. If you successfully were happy in a nice relationship, you wouldn't run around saying, I want pussy. You have a pussy? I like pussy. You want a, I like pussy. I want. You, if you were bedding someone, you wouldn't run around disclaiming everywhere how you are, have no pussy. If you want something, it's because you don't have it. If you want your life to matter, you keep screaming how your life matters. But instead, people go, wait a second, how do you matter? If you matter so much, you shouldn't have to tell me. That's the same thing. This whole zeitgeist fighting whatever. I'm important because I can shoot a bottle rocket. What's stupid.
Okay, we're talking about Apple.
We got it right.
Apple.
Yes, we are too.
Why is Apple going to fall?
Because they're based on a false premise of forcing ascension from the tech body aspect. It is the pornographic version of sex. The tech the tech body is held in abeyance by a black mirror. Something made and produced and provided the black mirror. Now, did we say that we helped Apple be successful? Yes. We made them worth $2 trillion. First company ever worth $2 trillion in real money, not just in woo-woo money, but in real money. First ever. So it's a Humpty Dumpty race now, Bob, of why all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put Apple back together again. Fruit company. Nice.
So what will cause Apple to fall? The EMP?
The lack of Black Mirror attendees.
Well, why would that be? People, you say we're going to pump up the tech body. People are going to use their engage their Black Mirror even more so.
Mm-hmm. Until they don't. Until
what would
they
make
don't.
Them not? Just the EMP.
People wouldn't leave home without their Rubik's Cubes at one time, but now they don't tote them around anymore, do they?
No. So what will stop people toting around their iPhone?
It'd be replaced with knowing. If you know, you don't have to ask or have Siri or woo-woo or Cotton Top or whoever you're talking to now.
So a newer technology, ion-based, will topple Apple.
It rhymes with the cloud.
Right. Okay, next point.
Y'all don't give JW a hard time about that. That's nice.
About what?
About the cloud. That's nice.
Yeah,
he's probably working his hard. Well, because you pick your poison. He's probably working harder on that than anything. He's working on that hard.
He doesn't talk about. We're talking about. He's working on building a new cloud.
On the cloud, not a new cloud. On the cloud.
The Bill Gates cloud.
No, fuck Bill Gates. Bill Gates ain't got a cloud. He don't even have stormy weather. He don't even have stormy.
Well, there's
dams.
A cloud.
There's
a cloud right.
That cloud just gets full. That cloud gets full. Not that cloud. That cloud will leave you. That'll leave your dick in the dirt. That cloud will not help you. That will confound you. It will lose you. It'll go away. Everything you put in that cloud, you might as well throw it away. You might as well put it in your trash box or your email, Bob.
Nah. Well, it'll go away because of the EMP. It'll go away because of the EMP.
And because that cloud can't stand. That's the imitation.
Right. Now, JW's not working on that cloud. He's working on another cloud.
No. He's working on the cloud.
Yeah, not the cloud that's going to go away. another cloud.
Correct. The cloud, yes, that's right.
Right. So in this crop circle video, May 29th, 2020, the crop circle.
Oh, my
circle,
God. It was so
crop circle,
long. It was
listen,
so
listen,
long.
The crop circle popped up and May 29th, 2020, and it looked like the coronavirus. Then
no, it was not so much the coronavirus. It was the antibody of the coronavirus, Bob. Get it right.
Okay.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah. So then a couple of days ago, last week, another crop circle showed up, and it was like a chemical design, a design of how
it's
chemicals
a formula.
Interact.
Is a formula for how the coronavirus is placated by a protein, which is a type of phytoplankton.
Isn't it our amino acid?
It would be, but they're giving it the way that the crop circle lays it out. It's a phytoplankton, which is close, but not exactly.
And why?
So if the goddamn aliens was going to put a crop circle down to tell you what the answer was, if that's the solution, why wouldn't they give it a different, why wouldn't they make it be one of our amino acids so we could usher in your amino acid and say the aliens gave it to us because it's phytoplankton.
Oh, so they don't want to show our amino acid because then we'd be blamed for working with the aliens? Is that what you just were saying?
Basically, yeah. But it wasn't supposed to do that. All it was supposed to do was say there are these rogue amino acids afoot.
Well, they call it a hydrocarbon isopropyl pentane. That's another way of saying a rogue amino acid?
Yeah. That's what Cardi B said. Brr. Yeah. Brr.
Right.
That's
it. Right, so the
for that wet ass pussy.
Yeah. So they made a slight mistake on purpose to keep us out of the
news. Wow, look at where it was, Bob. Look at where it was. You know, when it really wasn't on JAMA,
so
was it on JAMA? No, was it? No, it wasn't. It was on something.
So the hydrocarbons are common in everything, so that is identified as a hydrocarbon. That doesn't indicate anything particular. But then they said it was a rare hydrocarbon, the isopropyl pentane. So that's indicating our stuff without being obvious.
Reference. Our stuff,
right.
Reference.
Is there a reason they did it in 2020? Why did these crop circles show up now?
They showed up before, nobody noticed or cared. It just sort of looked like something.
Mm.
They only validate something when something looks like something. They can make into something, talk about something to something. Otherwise, it just becomes pictures of something that was something that was something. There's been a lot of those over the years that meant things that they never got. They never attached it to anything.
It's the constellations. It's the stars. It's Galileo's orgasm. It's the petri dishes showing what grows when you look your head the long way. You know.
Come on now. Come on, man. Come on.
Right. So, I don't know if I had anything more about that. Why did it happen in 2020? Oh, they showed up before. Okay. So, and is this another way of show pointing to us, just like the Pentagon UFO stories are pointing to us indirectly. So
yeah,
more and more people.
And it's the last dagger that pierces the pig valve in Barbara Wawa's heart. It's the last dagger that pierces her pig heart.
What is the last dagger? The indirect reference to us?
Yeah, 2020. She was famous for 2020.
Yeah. Right. So, you say there's hundreds of thousands of people listening to our Saturday show, maybe even the Tuesday show. Are these people listening to the archives, not the live show?
Both.
Both. And so the final point, this is a transcription of you from Bert. Ion, well, you've only got 6,371,000 meters of Earth to work with. That's a cross. It's spherical, and there's no point that makes it an actual orb. And the caller goes, okay. And then Ion says, and Bob, that would be about 4,000 miles. Well, 3,959 miles. What are you talking about? America is just 4,000 miles, or 3,000 plus.
Mm-hmm.
So around the Earth is more than 4,000 miles. Across the Earth,
well,
I don't know how many miles that is.
The
diameter.
Not the Yarmulke continent.
Okay, what is the Yarmulke continent? That's smaller than the Earth. Right?
Yeah, it is smaller than the Earth. Yeah.
So you're talking about the Yarmulke continent here?
Yes.
You've only got
the landmass that will be the landmass that will be able to be lived on.
And that would be around North America, which is where America
okay.
is, which is the kinda. Yarmulke.
Well, until they change the name of it, yeah. You're going to change it. I think you're going to call it America. You'll just probably call it Dobbstown, probably. Dobbsville.
Right.
You'll probably call it Dobbsville, something ridiculous.
So all the
Hooterville. Call it. It's been a hoot, Bob. We'll call it Hooterville.
Right. So listen to this. So the Yarmulke continent. You're talking about what it'll be the size after the earthquakes and everything.
Yeah.
You're dropping off of half of California.
Basically.
And
yeah.
New York, right? It'll end
yeah,
up.
And we're gonna bring Alaska in. We love Alaska. That's the biggest state in the union. You know
right.
that, don't you? We like that.
Right.
That's why Hawaii is going to Alaska.
It's being sucked into that world. The vacuum's creating a world into another world.
Yeah,
Is that why we're going to Alaska? Because of the vacuum?
Yeah, that's where it's moving. That's where it's moving to.
Okay, so it's always moving
into
a vacuum.
We're gonna bring you up to the 33rd parallel so you can be close to home.
Right. And that's what was I saying? So this 4,000 miles across is the final Dobbsville continent. Will there be other continents on the planet?
There might be. You're probably gonna work out some deals. There's some mediation going on. They're all scrambling trying to figure out what they can give you. But there's nothing they can give you because you already have everything. You have the drops. So you have everything. So there's nothing they can offer that would give a concession.
When you say you have the drops, you can't die transition on the drops, correct?
Very challenging. Very challenging.
Right.
But you can, but it's very challenging.
Yeah, I could shoot myself in the face, something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, you have a couple of times. You got tired of people shooting at you, and you say, here, motherfucker, and you shoot yourself in the heart. You don't do any good. You got the little bump. You got the bumps to show. Look on your body real close, and you got the bumps to show you where you've been shot. They're like little indentions. You see them.
Shot millions of years ago in open hills.
Or yesterday, yeah, something like that.
Okay, so if I look at the larger transcription, I had moved into describing the new Yarmulke and this thing I just read you without telling us.
Yeah.
You just slipped into it.
We do that. And then
right.
That's
okay.
Great. You're going to be over.
Hold
you're going to be over and you're going to be mad, but what else you got?
Yeah. Listen, so you've only got 6.5 million meters of Earth to work with. That's the Yarmulke continent after the earthquakes?
Yeah.
That's all I got to work
that's
with.
That's what you got to
and
work
that's
with.
A cross.
And then you're going to whittle. You're going to whittle that down. You'll whittle that down to make it work, because you're going to want some hills and some valleys and some.
Yeah, I get that.
What is that?
What is
the sand place? The sand places. You know,
we're
going to
be doing terraforming. What they're going to call it terraforming.
Yeah,
Yes.
Okay. Just like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, if you can find a nice rat to help you.
A rat? R-A-T?
Did you ever watch Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yeah, the movie. Yeah.
Well, the rats were who was on.
Oh, you got flipped out. Are you still there?
Thank you, and that's good. And yes, we're
no,
here.
No,
you. Where would
you
we
said,
be?
Yeah, good. Okay, the rats did something in that movie. Okay, now
they were in charge. They were in charge of the destroying of the planets.
The displaying or displaying or deploying?
Destroying, destroying
oh.
of Earth. Earth had to be destroyed. And then they all had to have tea, and then the rats were pouring the tea. Then they were the ones that were in charge. Everybody's doing the lab rats where they're testing the rats. Well, the rats have been testing you, building these worlds. But then they show you the Earth got destroyed and it got messed up, and then they showed you another world where everything was perfect. They were doing the final little resets on that Earth, and now everything's okay, no problem. Don't panic.
Right.
First rule of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
The new insight is, this trip to Andromeda is a trip to the new continent.
Yes. Well, it's okay. The answer is yes, but it's more like a representation of it.
You have to say what is a representation of what? No, it's. Just name them. What's a representation of what?
The journey from here to Andromeda would include that new continent that you're describing, but it's a representation, okay? Do you remember Walter in Fringe when he was contemplating breaching this world for that world from what he could see? He was sighted, and that's how he could go get the other Peter?
Yeah.
He had to negotiate that distance. He had to negotiate that was a reality. So those two spaces couldn't really be contained within themselves. That's the same problem you have with the continent. So the first part, it's a representation of the terraforming of the Earth, re-terraforming of the Earth to make a new Genesis project. That's what we're going to call it, the Genesee project.
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard something about that maybe once
yes.
or twice. Maybe. I don't know. Probably vague. You think know nothing. It's pretty ridiculous. But if you did gain something from that, the Genesis
so we're not
project,
leaving, and we're not going to the Andromeda per se that people imagine out there. We're just going to be in a different Earth here.
No, you're going to be in a different Earth. That's a representation of Walter going to the other world. So it's going to be a world in a world. This one's going to change. It's a new heaven and a new Earth. This Earth's going to be reformed to become a great spaceship. It's going to go through the sun. It's going back to Andromeda. But we could say you're in Andromeda now, and you wouldn't have any way of proving it. You wouldn't know anyway. You wouldn't know. You don't know where the fuck you are right now. How would you know where you would be if we said you were somewhere? You were in the sphincter of Marshall McLuhan, and you wouldn't know the difference. You'd think, well, it's a really nice sphincter. I like it. It's got a nice view.
Okay,
never
okay.
Never smelly.
So cool. What are you saying? We will go there, but we'll end up back here on the new continent.
No. This continent changes to be made perfect. Then this perfect continent then goes as a spaceship to Andromeda, across the River Jordan, to Canaan land. And then you live there with the joined heirs of Christ.
But this continent, the new continent, will be here, and there'll be a representation, an after image, or a reflection of where we are, which is somewhere
nice.
Else.
Nice. Good. That's good. So you'll recognize it, Bob. That way you'll recognize,
we'll recognize
it.
What?
So
we'll
the
recognize
new world,
what?
The new heaven. You'll recognize
it. You mean
it.
When we're there, we'll need the new continent here to notice
you'll
we're
need
there.
It here. Yes, very good. It's a new heaven and a new earth.
So
they
we'll
call it
here.
a resurrection morning. Yeah.
So we'll be here.
Yeah.
We'll be here.
Just sorry about it. Yes, we'll be here there. We'll be here there. Bob, I'm so sorry about it. Bob, we're so sorry about all the dead people. We're so sorry. They're starting
what
to
dead
stack
people?
Up. We're so sorry.
There's no dead people stacking. No, they
okay. Yes, they are. Okay, we're so sorry. We really are. We're sorry. We didn't mean it. It was a little thing.
You did mean it. You did mean
it. Went a little too far. We didn't mean it. We wanted everybody to make it, but they're not. We're sorry about that. We want them to.
Yeah, yeah.
We can wind it back. We can go back and redo it.
After listening to you for a while, Scott said months ago, I think Ian's here to destroy us, destroy humanity. And that's what you're doing.
In the land that is fairer than day, and by faith I can see it afar.
Or did you say from the land? The first, is there a preposition there? From the land? Is that how it started?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Is the preposition. In is the preposition, Bob, not from.
Oh, in the land from afar or something.
That is fairer than day. In the land that is fairer than day.
Is that a...
So by faith I can see it afar. I can see paradise.
And where is this from? Who wrote that? Is that the
we
Eagles?
Didn't write, nobody
Steely
wrote
Dan?
It. We just said... We just...
Steely Dan. You've never listened to Steely Dan. You're fucking
I have. I like
Steely
it.
Dan. No, it's Steely Dan, man.
Reeling in the years.
I heard it.
I know that song.
Well, you goddamn don't play it. You don't play that.
Yes,
you
I have
don't play
played
Steely
it.
Dan. Steely Dan.
Don't try to distract me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You'll be playing the Carpenters next. That'll be the Carpenter. You know, I like the Carpenter.
Well, your choices are not much
he
better.
He was a bitch.
Your choice.
Oh, we don't have. We don't get any choices.
What choices do we get? All we like is B-A-B-B-I-B-I-B-I-B-O-B-I-B-O.
Yeah, thank you.
That's rocking with the alphabet with the Stooges, Bob. At least I got some class, you know. Well,
okay, so
just to be
we're
fair,
talking about the
Alan Ladd can't do it. Alan Ladd can't do everything, Bob.
Yeah. So I figured out that we're not going anywhere, but we are. But there's going to be a Trump leal, and we'll be somewhere else, but we'll think it's still here with the new continent. That'll be
that's how you're going to recognize it.
What's happening now in the before situation that helps us recognize something? We're on Earth.
Oh, that the world, okay, here's what you know. This world is not your home. This world is not your home. That's what you're recognizing.
You're talking about humans.
You are maybe for the very, You asked how we know that this is changing or that there's something different. And we say, for the first time, you too, are starting to recognize that this world right here, right now, is not your home. It's the one coming.
Well, why wouldn't this be our home?
Because it's not.
Well, it's because I created this dimension as Ophanel for a fallen state.
Okay. You don't care.
So it's not our home because it's a fallen state, a temporary place. To
correct.
Work out our plan to show we're gods by overcoming this place.
Correct.
Okay. All right. We'll end with that. Thank you very much.
Most excellent. Thank you very much. It's been a good day.